اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
This is Habibullah Fasihzada. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us, respected brothers and sisters all over the world who are listening to us right now. I really welcome you all, inshallah, in this Quranic session, in level 3 of our Quranic sessions, the Tajweed rules of the Quran Kareem. We are going to continue our previous topics, and we will learn, inshallah, new tips on how to read the Quran Kareem with Tajweed beautifully and without mistakes, inshallah, right?
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي
عثرة المجروح. So respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we are again with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem Level 3 Tajweed Rules. So in the previous session we talked about the always heavy letters, yes? And yes. Now we're going to talk about the temporary heavy and light letters, okay? So one of the cases was with the word Allah and Allahumma. Allahumma. We learned it, right?
Yes.
There is no question about it. So now let's go to the next case, the second case, that the Ra doesn't have a harakat. It is sucking. So what happens in this case? So what was the answer? The answer is?
We should...
It's light.
No. We should see the
Don't
previous.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
We should see the previous.
Look at the previous letter. You should look at the previous letter. So the previous letter. Either the previous letter. Okay? The previous letter. So maybe one case is this. That it has a kasra or a fatha or... A dhamma. Again, if the previous letter has a fatha or a dhamma, again, the ra is
heavy.
Tafkheem rule.
Yes.
If the previous letter has kasra here,
It's light.
Okay? But there is like an exceptional case, okay? That, for example, we have in the Quran, Inna rabbaka... Labil mirsad. Okay, inna rabbaka labil
mirsad.
So, mirsad. Take a look at this ayah. Mirsad. Look how I'm reading. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Mir. It's heavy.
Yeah.
What? But we said if the letter has kasra, the previous letter. Ra is sakin, yes? Mir. Ra is sakin or no, Fawad?
Yes.
It is sucking. But what about the previous letter? What is the previous letter? Mir.
Mim.
What harka does it have?
Kasra.
Kasra. So the rule says that you have to apply the tarqiq rule. Mir sad.
Mir sad.
Mir sad. Or for example, we have ir sad. Or yeah. For example, we have qir qir ta qir tas.
Yes.
Qir qir. We have heavy sound here, but the rule says the letter previous letter has a kasra. You have to apply the rule tarqiq. But here, this is an exceptional. Why? It's this way. Look, because the next letter after the ra. Here we look at the next letter as well. So the next letter after ra, it is heavy. If it is heavy...
So the previous one also.
Do not pay attention to the harakat of the previous letter. The next letter is heavy. So because we are like moving to a heavy letter, okay? A heavy sound. So the letter ra also accepts the heavy sound.
Yes.
Mir.
Saad.
Saad is heavy letter. So this, in this case you say Inna rabbanka lamil mira. Mir saad. Mir saad.
Did it have qalqalah too?
No, it does not have. I just heavily pronounced it, okay, to make you understand. Inna ra is, it's clear. Ra, it has fatha, that's clear. Inna rabbanka lamil mirsad. Mir. Okay. Or for example, qirtas. Qirtas. Right?
Yes.
Or for example, firqah. Firqatin. Firqatin. Again heavy. Yes. Why?
Because
kasra. Because of qaf.
If we take a look at the kasra previous letter, we should say firqa.
Yeah.
While the reciters not say this one, they recite this way, firqa, right? We take a look at the next letter.
Yes.
So if the next letter is like that letter, it's very easy. So the ra has the light sound. Okay. In this case, we have to pay attention to the previous harakat.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran. وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
So that is about the previous letter that having kasra or dhamma or fatha. All right. Okay.
Yes.
Now let's make some examples with
heavy sound.
No. Yeah, the heavy sounds. But the previous letter having fatha or kasra. Or dhamma, sorry. Fatha or dhamma. One case is this. For example, look. In Surah Al-Fajr, you recite. Wal-Fajr. Wal-Fajr. Look, ra. If you say the harakat of the letter ra, it has kasra. You should say wal-Fajri. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. But when you stop at the end of the ayah, you have to change the harakat of the ra to sukun. Yes?
Yes.
How do you recite? وَالْفَجْرُ. Okay? Look, the letter ra has a heavy sound. وَالْفَجْرُ. تَفْخِيم. But take a look at the previous letter. What is before ra?
Jim with sukun.
It has sukun. It has sukun. It doesn't have harakat, so that we could look at the harakat.
Yeah,
So how do we produce like a heavy sound? Why? Jim has sukun. Ra has sukun. So the previous letter of ra, it doesn't have any harakat. It is sakin.
So previous letter of jim.
So you should remember, okay, that when we say that we have to look at the previous letter, it means look at the previous letters. If we still have that A sound, that fatha sound, if we have that fatha sound there, okay, that's okay. It doesn't mean that exactly that previous letter. If we say like letters, the previous letter has the harakat, okay? So we don't exactly mean that only and only that letter has like a fatha. Okay?
Yes.
So it means that there has to be like a fatha sound. Doesn't matter. It is exactly the previous letter or two letters before. No problem. So you still have that A sound. The sound has not been changed to E sound. You say, for example, wal fa. You say, wal fajr. No. If it is fajr, so it is, the ra has like a light sound, tarqiq. But because we have that fatha sound, like existing, like in the word, okay? So we produce the ra with a heavy sound. Wal fajr. Walayalin.
Ashur.
والشفع والوتر والليل إذا
يسر
هل في ذلك
قسم
لذي حجر حجر look
yes.
حجر yeah. The previous letter is جيم. It has سكون. It doesn't have كسرة فتحة ضمة. It is سكون. It's ساكن. Okay, but we still have that كسرة sound
because of
hay. Because of hay. It produces a kasra sound. So, alhamdulillah, you learned about the letter ra. It's easy. Hijr, because we still have that kasra sound, that's why the ra is like having a light sound, or the rule tarqiq is applied here. But one thing is here, one thing.
Yes.
Whenever you, the ra, sometimes you do not even pay attention to the letter ra, the harakat of the letter ra. It has a harakat, but you do not pay attention to the harakat. You use the harakat of the previous letter. Okay?
Yes.
To either produce a heavy sound or a light sound with the letter ra. Okay, Fawad? How?
Okay, Fawad.
Look, you say, for example, Inna a'atainaka al
kawthar.
Kawthara. Ra has fatha.
But it's, yes, the verse is ending.
Yeah, we stop here. We stop here. So in this case, the ra, the heavy sound of the letter ra,
is light.
It is because of the previous letter's harakat, not the harakat of the letter ra, because it is changed to sukun.
Yes.
In reality, it has fatha.
Understand.
Okay? Did you understand?
Yes.
Some people in Texas, I think, they say understand. Understand, yeah? Like shh sound.
Understood.
So, you understood?
Yes.
Okay, nice. So did you remember? Did you understand?
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
Okay. So it means that whenever we stop at the letter ra, we have to pay attention to the previous harakat. Inna a'atainaka
al-kawthar
fasalli li rabbika
wanhar.
Okay. Wanhar, yes. Ra has sukun.
Yes.
Exactly. It is because the word is like a command. So next one. Inna shani'aka huwal abtaru. It has dhamma, so but we do not say abtaru, so we stop here.
Abtar.
Yes. For example, like we say nuduri, we stop here. Nudur. Nudur. Yes. Or for example, fa'asri, fa'asr, fa'asr. Or for example, we have yasri. It has kasra. It has like light sound, but because you stop here, wal-layli idha.
Yes.
Because we have that fatha sound.
Yes.
So pay attention. If you stop at the letter ra, okay, pay attention to the previous harakat. So inshallah, there is just one more case with the letter ra, okay? That's about hamzatul wasl. That inshallah, and also ya, okay, yailin, okay, yailin, yailin plus ra, inshallah, and then after reciting a salawat and taking a break, we'll come back. Stay with us, respected brothers and sisters. Inshallah, we'll continue.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa
ala.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان